Namaskar.
Bienvenue.
I'm from Bangalore, India.
Dublin, Ireland.
Turkey.
The Philippines.
This is Feet into Words.
I came here to study.
To work.
To volunteer.
Build a life of my own.
Welcome to Feet into Words.
Esto es Con los pies en dos mundos.
Bir ayağım burada, bir ayağım orada yaşıyorum.
Welcome to Feet into Worlds.
Recently, we visited a class here in New York.
We don't know what to do.
We don't know what to do.
We don't know what to do.
Yeah, don't. It's very short.
Don't.
We don't know what to do.
We don't know what to do.
Yeah, that's gorgeous.
The student is an actress who's trying to lose her accent. For actresses in New York, sounding Latina has often been a burden, but some are finding that it can also be an asset. I'm John Rudolph, executive producer of Feet into Worlds, a project of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School. On today's podcast, what's in an accent? That's Nanda Abella, an Argentinian actress based in New York. With me in the studio is Feet into Worlds reporter Sarah Loscos, who's been looking into this accent question. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, John.
Sarah, you've had some personal experience in this area.
A lot. So the first thing I did when I moved from my native Barcelona to New York almost 3 years ago was to take acting classes. And because I was a foreigner and I wanted to be involved in theater, I was told it was mandatory for me to take accent reduction courses.
And you do have an accent.
I do, and I love it, actually. But I also noticed that some Hispanic actresses and casting directors were kind of changing their perception of Hispanic accents.
So tell us about Nanda Abella, the actress we heard at the beginning of the podcast.
Well, Nanda was one of the first people I got to know in the New York acting world. She's from Buenos Aires, Argentina, and she has been working on her accent for years. Every other week, Nanda pays $90 for 45 minutes with a coach to help her sound more American.
Okay. What's the stress word?
You.
Yeah. So get on that stress word and get off all the other words.
This is for you.
Not for?
I'm still saying for.
Yeah. So it's good. That's good. We have to learn something, right? So this is for you.
This is for you.
For. Like fur coat?
Yeah.
Same fur. This is for you.
This is for you.
Yeah.
Oh, that is tricky.
But
I always say for you. This is for you.
Mm-hmm.
This one I have to practice. Fur.
Yeah.
Right.
If you can make the F and the R at the same time.
Yeah. Fur.
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 We keep making the F, so it's
fur.
If you can make them simultaneously, so it's like
fur.
Yeah, that's it. It's that.
So, despite all this effort, it's likely that Nanda will never completely lose her accent. According to her, it's this combination of having an accent and being Latina that has limited the kind of roles that she gets.
I don't mind being a Latina doing something. I mind when it's like a Latina in positions that denotes some prejudice against the Latina population.
Sarah, how common would you say is Nanda's experience?
I would say it's very, very common. In fact, there's an organization that represents Latinos in show business and works against miscasting and stereotyping Latinos in film and on stage. It's called HOLA, which is the Hispanic Organization for Latino Actors. I went to see them in their offices on Manhattan's Lower East Side and talked to the coordinator, Soledad del Rio, who also is an actress.
Now, Sarah, I see a lot of Hispanic actors in the movies and on TV. So being Latino can't always be a problem for actors trying to get work.
Yeah, that's true. And as Nanda told me, sometimes the Latino stereotype comes in handy.
Now, let's keep it real here. Getting a job as an actor or actress is tough.
It's always tough.
That's right. But it sounds like if you're Hispanic, there's an extra layer of difficulty there.
Yeah, I think so. But some of the actresses I talked to told me that now there's more opportunities, especially in commercials and theater. However, OLA, the organization, says that what is happening now is that there's more production in general for everybody. They say also that there are cycles, and now so we are more in love with Latino culture, Latino actors, and voila, of course, Latino accents.
Uh-huh.
Manny Hernandez is the head of OLA.
Well, that's fine, but what about actors who are trying to get work now?
Yeah, a lifetime is too much. So now the success of actresses such as, you know, Penelope Cruz or Salma Hayek or Sofia Vergara is opening doors for Hispanic actresses. And even more important, they are opening the ears of mainstream American audiences to Spanish accents.
Opening their ears.
John, that's a thick accent, not mine. So that's a clip of Penelope Cruz in the film Pirates of the Caribbean that was released in 2011. And as you can hear, John, she has a pretty thick Spanish accent.
Yes, she does.
Yeah, she does. But according to Nanda, that's a good thing for less well-known actresses like her.
So, Sarah, does this mean Nanda is going to stop taking accent reduction classes?
Well, I don't think so. But what I can tell you is that some actresses who are not Latina are trying to imitate an Hispanic accent to get roles. Let me introduce you to Ruya Koman, an actress from Turkey.
Because of the way I look, I can probably fit into like the Hispanic category of, you know, actresses.
Last year, Ruya got a role as a Latina in a play. And she says she got the role only based on her headshot, that's a photo of her that the director saw. And then she had to learn to speak with an Hispanic accent.
I was listening to like Sofia Vergara for like days and I tried to imitate. So, but in the end, like there wasn't really enough time to do it. I apparently sounded very Russian. So I actually just got rid of the accent and I just did it, you know, just the way I normally speak. But I think playing a Hispanic part is not only about the accent. I think it's about your body language, the attitude. It's like a certain type of thing that Hispanic people have.
And just for reminders, let's listen to a little clip of Sofia Vergara.
So Ruya told me that she will be listening to Sofia Vergara carefully these days, trying to imitate the way she speaks, because she hopes to win more roles that call for a Hispanic accent.
I think a Spanish accent can bring a lot of good things to my acting because I really see a lot of casting notices where they need, you know, Hispanic actresses. I think it's like a huge market of things you can do.
Okay, so we have a Turkish actress who's hoping to build her career around the growing interest in Latino characters. But what about the Hispanic actors and actresses themselves? How do they feel about this?
So as we have said, more roles are opening for Latinos. But as the organization Ola claims, and as Nanda Bella told me, it's still a big struggle.
So I guess we'll have to wait and see who gets cast in the role of Judge Sonia Sotomayor when they tell her story.
I really want to see that.
Sarah, thanks so much for bringing this story to the Feet in Two Worlds podcast.
Sure. It was a pleasure.
Sarah Loscos is a journalist from Barcelona and an MA Media Studies candidate at the New School. The Feet in Two Worlds podcast is produced by Aaron Leaf and Jocelyn Gonzalez. Our engineer is Tarek Fuda. I'm John Rudolph. Thanks for listening.
Feet in Two Worlds is supported by the David and Catherine Moore Family Foundation, the Ralph E. Ogden Foundation, and listeners and readers like you. Join our growing group of supporters. Go to our website, fi2w.org, and click on the support tab in the upper right-hand corner. Feet in Two Worlds, supporting immigrant journalists and bringing their stories to the rest of America. We're a project of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School.